Welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. It's good to have you here this morning. Hosanna in the highest. Welcome to this Palm Sunday. We sent a prayer for our good brother Joe, who is feeling unwell. He dislocated his shoulder. We pray for a speedy recovery for him, so he's not with us this morning. If you're visiting with us today for the first time, please take a moment to fill out the tab on the side of your bulletin and drop it in the collection plate as it comes by. And Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. This is the last Sunday of the month. Our fellowship luncheon will be directly following this service, so everyone is welcome to join us for excellent food and fellowship. The deacon meeting today that was scheduled is canceled, as Joe is out, as well as our brother Joby. All other activities normally scheduled for Sunday afternoons and evenings are canceled, with the exception of the 2 o'clock service at Pacific Hills Manor, which will proceed as normal. The Wednesday evening prayer service at 7:30 p.m. will feature reading from the Gospel of Mark, chapters 15 and 16. Please refer to the regular insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this week and next Sunday. The choir will be performing our Easter cantata at the morning worship service next Sunday, celebrating the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our scripture reading for today, printed in your bulletin, is from 1 Chronicles 29, verses 12 and 13. Both riches and honor comes from you, and you reign over all. In your hand is power and might. In your hand is to make great and to give strength to all. Now, therefore, our God, we thank you and praise your glorious name. With that, we will begin our worship this morning with hymn number 1, O Worship the King. Let's sing together. With me to hymn number 108, All Glory, Laud, and Honor. Stand with me as we sing our final hymn this morning, hymn number 231, Jesus Saves.
We have heard the joyful sound, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Spread the tidings all around, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Bear the news to every land. Steeps and cross the waves, onwards is
Pastor Joe.
Thank you so much. We request your prayers for my partner. There I feel lonesome sitting alone. Brother Joe Plica is at home doing well, and last night he has an injury and end up in the hospital with a dislocating a shoulder. Thank God for the Arabian doctor who took care of him and shake him right there on the hospital and put it together the old-fashioned style. And he is in pain, but his shoulder is in the right place, and he needs to take a few weeks so that that will remain in place. So we pray for him, all right? He's getting older, by the way. All right. Our Heavenly Father, we come before you on this Palm Sunday with thankful and joyful heart, because your love knows no boundary, no limits or obstacles, including those of our own making, can change your loving kindness from following us all the day of our lives. Thank you, Father. Yet, during this week, the story of the Palm Sunday mirrors to us how we have tested your love and spurred your compassion. We kneel before you in awe of the mystery of your faithfulness. We kneel before you in gratitude, forever thankful that even during Palm Sunday, your love held strong. As we enter into Holy Week, Lord, brace us with fortitude and gratitude and with the assurance that you are with us, world without end. And Father, now I pray for our brother Joe Plica, who is at home in recovery. We pray, Lord, that whatever happened to him was in your wonderful design to make him more grateful and more peaceful about you, who he avoid a very serious rupture, maybe of ribs or something. And now, Father, he's on recovery, and we pray that soon he will be with us. And now, Father, receive our offering, the fruit of our love to your faithfulness and compassion and care. So bless the offering and bless the giver. We pray in the precious name of Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. You may be seated.
He is a King of glory. He is a King of glory.
Please take your Bibles now as we turn to the Gospel of John. Read our passage this morning. It comes from John chapter 12 and verses 12 through 19. If you are using a Bible that is in the pew, the page number is 1166. Once again, the reading is from John chapter 12, verses 12 through 19. On the next day, much people that were come to the feast, when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, took branches of palm trees and went forth to meet him, and cried, "Hosanna! Blessed is the King of Israel that cometh in the name of the Lord." And Jesus, when he had found a young ass, sat thereon, as it is written, "Fear not, daughter of Sion. Behold, my King cometh, sitting on an ass's colt." These things understood not his disciples at the first. But when Jesus was glorified, then remembered they that these things were written of him, and that they had done these things unto him. The people therefore that was with him, when he called Lazarus out of his grave and raised him from the dead, bear record. For this cause the people also met him, for they had heard that he had done this miracle. The Pharisees therefore said among themselves, "Perceive ye how ye prevail nothing? Behold, the world is gone after him." Let's bow our heads in a word of prayer. Dear Father, we thank you for your word, which brings life. And Father, we thank you for the coming of your Son, Jesus Christ, who came into the world to save us sinners. God, it is only through his life, his blood, his sacrifice, his death, and his resurrection that we have life with you eternally. And we thank you and praise you for that, Lord. It is by your grace and your love. For God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, Lord, and that is the reason why we are here celebrating today. And throughout this week, Father, we remember your Son and the work that he has done for us. We pray now for your servant, our pastor, Gabriel Otero, Lord, as he comes to share your word with us. May you open our hearts and open our minds to the receiving of your word, Lord, and may we understand it and know it and treasure it in our hearts, Lord, so that we can go forth and share your love with the world around us. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you.